Covering more than 25 miles of temples, Angkor Wat was built by powerful Khmer kings as monuments of self-glorification in the 9th century and completed 300 years later. In the 15th century, Angkor Wat was abandoned to the jungles after an invasion by Siam and forgotten about until French explorers rediscovered it in the 19th century. Since then, the battle-scarred temples with their beautiful statues, stone sculptures, and multi-layered towers remain one of the 7 man-made wonders of the world. I remember clutching tightly to Pa's finger as we walked along wide, crumbling corridors. The temple walls are decorated with magnificent, detailed carvings of people, cows, wagons, daily life, and battle scenes from long ago. Guarding the ancient steps are giant granite lions, tigers, 8-headed snakes, and elephants. Next to them, sandstone gods with 8 hands who sit cross-legged on lotus flowers watch over the temple ponds. On the walls beneath the jungle vines, thousands of beautiful Aspara goddesses with big round breasts, wearing only short wraparound skirts, smile at visitors. I reached up and cupped one of the breasts, feeling the cold, rough stone in my palm, and I quickly removed my hand to cover my mouth in a fit of giggles. Pa led me to a temple area where the trees were so tall that they seemed to reach the heavens. Their twisted trunks, roots, and vines wrapped themselves around the ruins like gigantic boa constrictors, crushing and swallowing the overturned stones. He lifted me over the wobbly steps to the dark mouth of the temple cave.
"This is where the gods live," he said quietly, "and if you call out to them, they will answer."
Anxiously, I wet my lips and yelled, "Chum lip susidei daipda!" "Hello, gods." Then wrapped my arms around Pa's leg when the gods answered me, "Daipda! Daipda! Daipda!" At the temples in this area, Koi says the soldiers mutilated its animal guards and either knocked or shot off the stone heads of the gods, riddling the sacred bodies with bullets. After they destroyed the temples, the soldiers roamed the country searching for monks and forced them to convert to the Angkor. Those monks who refused were murdered or made to work in minefields. To escape extermination, many monks grew their hair and went into hiding in the jungle. Others killed themselves in mass suicides. Although these monks maintained and took care of the temples, now they are left to the jungle once again. I wonder where the gods go, now that their homes have been destroyed.